I'd like to welcome everybody to the March 24th, 2022 meeting of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in, and the witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of this board must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have any cell phone or noise making devices, we ask that you please turn silence them at this time. And if you will, stand with me, join me in the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, thank you for a time to come together to do the business of this city. Father, I pray that you would just give us wisdom as we hear these cases and help us to give right judgments on them. Lord, I just ask your blessings upon this board, city council, and all the people, the marriages and families of Savannah and Chatham County. Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have one item to be removed from the final agenda, and that is 712 through 714 West 39th Street, a variance to the maximum lot coverage and maximum rear yard setback requirements to reconstruct two duplex residences. That's 22-000908. Do I hear a motion to remove this from the final agenda?
Motion to remove.
All right, Mr. Condon has made a motion to remove. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Plunk. If there's no discussion on the motion, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes, and the item will be removed from the final agenda. Next, we had the approval of the minutes for the February 24th, 2022 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Plunk. If there's no discussion on the motion, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along, we have a variance request, file number 22-000913. For 830 East 38th Street, this is a lot width and size variance.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So let me get our stuff open here. Our first, we actually have two variances that are essentially the same variance. They're basically asking for the same variances on two identical lots down the street from each other, but we'll go through them one at a time. So the first lot is 830 East 38th Street. Let me get this stuff open here. So just to locate you, East 38th is here, Siler Avenue is here, and this is Harmon Street right here. So there is a 60-foot lot essentially right here. The applicant is asking to be able to, where's our staff report? Yes, to be able to divide this 60-foot lot essentially into two 30-foot lots. There is a house on this lot you can see right here. Now the zoning requires a, excuse me. So the zoning requires a minimum of 40 feet for lot width. They're asking for a 30-foot lot, you know, basically a 10-foot variance. The property also requires a 3,000 square foot requirement. So they're not meeting that as well. So what they would like to do, as I said, it's RSF6. These are generally, these areas are generally for larger lots, but you can see the surrounding area here. There are a good number of these smaller lots kind of sprinkled around, especially on East 38th Street. This zoning was applied, of course, in 2019 with the new zone and everything. So it, some parts of it may not fit the characteristics of the development of the neighborhood in the past. The subject property is 0.12 acres and has a lot of 60 feet, as I said. It's in a midtown neighborhood, which primarily single family homes. The petitioner is wanting to, as I said, just cut it in half, essentially. So essentially, this boils down to the fact that we are recommending approval based pretty much entirely on the fact that this does fit the existing pattern development in the neighborhood. There are a lot of 30-foot lots. I would say most of them are on this street, at least on East 38th, going up and down. I will say we also received, here's a street view picture, by the way, so you can kind of picture what we're talking about. So this would be the lot on the right where the house already is. And this is the lot on the left where they would like to put another single family home. So we received one email letter of support from a neighbor. We also received one letter of opposition, which came in after the agenda closed, but from a Vincent Mobley, who lives basically one street over on Siler Avenue. So he was in opposition to this, basically saying that the neighborhood's becoming too crowded and a few other things here, which you can read. But yeah, I'd be happy to take any questions. I think those are the only two comments we got from neighbors.
Okay, are there any questions for staff?
I have a question.
Okay, yes, Mr. Jarrett.
Karen Jarrett. I'm very concerned about the parking. I know that the reason that we decided to go with the 40-foot lots rather than the 30-foot lots in this area is because there is no alleyway. Where are they going to park?
Yes, ma'am. If it's not pretty much in the driveway here, which there probably isn't room for, then I believe it would have to be on street parking. But the applicant can maybe answer that.
So he's asking for a parking variance as well as a variance for the width and a variance for the area.
Would that be right? Marcus is saying no.
Does he need a parking variance?
Okay, yes, Ms. Jarrett, he would have to provide off-street parking. That's correct. So however that is accessed, that would have to be provided. Or yeah, or else yes, another variance would be required, I guess.
Okay. Do we have plans that show that he has off-street parking planned?
I do not believe so.
So we're giving him a variance for two things when he's going to have to come back for a third variance.
Thank you, Mr. Jarrett. I think there's some discussion happening.
Well, is there an off-street parking requirement for a single family?
Mr. Chairman, Marcus Lotson, for the record, he is required, or anybody, excuse me, is required to provide one off-street parking space per dwelling unit. We don't have a site plan that's been submitted by the applicant. However, when they go through that process, they will require, excuse me, they will be required to provide a space. There are a number of lots in this neighborhood that are this width that do provide off-street parking. So we believe that the applicant can provide that. And if they can't provide it, they would have to come back to the ZBA for a parking variance. But we would typically not support a new residence without an off-street parking space.
Okay. But as for today, they're not requesting a variance for that. They're just requesting what's on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But do we want to consider what's on the agenda if we don't know whether he can provide a parking space or not? I mean, our planner told us that no parking space was likely to be required.
No, parking space will be required, and they'll have to provide that with their building plan when they go through that process.
Otherwise, he'll come back and ask for another variance. And at that point, we kind of have to give it to him, right?
I'm sorry?
If we move forward and allow him to split these lots and he comes back and he asks for another variance, we're kind of forced to give it to him, aren't we?
I don't think so, because we believe he can provide he can provide off-street parking and build a house on this lot.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Go ahead, Mr. Hall.
Could you show the end of that letter of opposition?
Yes.
I got the gist of it, but I just want to say that last paragraph. That's the whole thing?
Yes, sir.
And then you said there was a letter of support?
Yeah, there was just a quick email saying that I support this from an Aaron Miller, who's a neighbor nearby.
Okay. At the beginning, they're requesting a variance from 4,000 square feet. That's the maximum?
That's the minimum lot size for that area.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought that was coverage.
No, that's not a coverage issue.
Okay.
Lot size. Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, would the petitioner please come forward?
Marcus, are both of these on one? Okay. Okay. Robert McCorkle from law firm McCorkle Johnson McCoy here for the petitioner. Appreciate everybody being here in the rain today. I was a little worried we wouldn't have a quorum when I got up this morning, so I do appreciate it. So we submitted a subdivision plat for this piece of property. My client's already acquired it. You can see the subdivision plat on your screen here. One thing I think that's helpful is seeing this next drawing, which is I marked our site in red. Actually, the Sagis map was incorrect. Originally, the size of the block is incorrect. It shows in the red there, you can see there are two lots identified there, but that it only shows it really the same width as the 30-foot lots, which are on both sides of it as well. But it's actually a 60-foot lot. Sage's drawing was incorrect, and I worked with Marcus to get him the information on that. Interestingly, you'll notice, and we talk about this every time we come up for one of these same variances, because I've been here for several over the years with y'all, and all of the lots on 38th Street are 30 feet wide. And if you look at the lots that are more than 30 feet wide, if you look on my drawing here at the ones that are wider than 30 feet, they actually have two lot numbers on them, because historically every lot in this area, particularly on this street, was 30 feet wide, and those lots are still 30 feet wide. So when my client acquired this piece of property, his deed refers to the two lots he acquired. The reason we're here today is because the city of Savannah has had an ordinance provision that says that if one owner owns more than one lot, that those lots are automatically recombined. And so basically when they have a single PIN number, the city treats them as if they are been recombined into one lot through a subdivision process, which of course has not actually happened. And so if these two lots had been owned by two separate people over a certain period of time since that ordinance was passed, these 30-foot lots would still exist. The only reason they don't exist is because it happened to be under the ownership of one individual. And so that's the historic context of all of this. What we're trying to do is to reestablish the historic lots, which would allow for the construction of two homes on these two lots instead of just one home, leaving an empty lot side yard, which is the effect of what you have on a lot of these blocks. I'll just show you, this is the actual property and the house as it sits now. This is the house that we own with the adjacent house on the corner. You can see the adjacent house on the corner was also built for a 30-foot lot, and the houses are very close, which is consistent with the historic nature of this neighborhood. This is what's across the street, again, 30-foot wide lots, houses built for 30-foot wide lots. They interestingly do not have, and none of them have any parking, barely. But as you move down the lot, you've got, again, more 30-foot houses, just moving down the block on the way down, more houses built on 30-foot lots for that purpose. And so that's what we're asking to do. We're asking to reestablish the lots that were recombined because they were owned by a single owner so that we can do some additional construction. I do think it's worth noting that my client is invested in this neighborhood. He has acquired multiple lots in this neighborhood. His daughter lives on this street. And so I'll show you the last picture here is the house that she lives on the same block. obviously did a lot of work to restore the house and to keep it in shape, and they've re-landscaped it and everything else. They do, in fact, have a parking space in front of their house. So you can do it in such a way to have it. But he's invested in the neighborhood. He's trying to, you know, create quality housing in this area and is committed to it. And that's why we're here today. And we support staff's recommendation. We do not believe that there's any detrimental effect that's going to occur from doing this. All we're doing is reestablishing the historic lot size and creating additional residential homes that will be available to people in the area. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for the petitioner?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Karen. Mrs. Garrett.
Okay, so I'm looking at this the survey, and it shows that the driveway is actually encroaching onto the adjacent lot. So when he develops that lot, is he going to widen the driveway and put in an easement for both, or is he going to remove the driveway and park on the street?
We don't have plans yet for it because I don't really know how it's going to work. We understand the fact that there is a parking requirement for the properties, and so we will have to do it one way or another. But at this point, we're just trying to see whether or not we can move forward with it, but we don't have any formal plans yet for how it's going to be done.
Okay. And I would like to address the historic nature of these 30-foot lots. When this development was developed, wasn't this kind of like the streetcar district where people didn't own cars and they rode streetcars or buses? And that was one of the reasons maybe that they had 30-foot lots rather than 40-foot lots?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for the petitioner? None. Okay, are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you're online, if you use the raise your hand feature, we'll recognize you. Okay, all right, well, in that case, we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I feel pretty confident that we're gonna have another variance come up asking for parking variance, but that's what I have to say.
Okay, Mr. Plunk, do you have anything you'd like to say? Mr. Condon, Mr. Hall.
Just how would we like to approach this? It's technically two variances, right?
No, we are hearing one variance right now on this case file.
There's a second variance for another nearby property that we'll go through after this with a separate.
Okay, I thought the width and the square footage were two different things. Thank you.
There are some variances.
Mr. Chairman.
Let me restate. There is a lot size and a lot width variance for this, but they generally come together like that in a single vote. And then there will be another one of an identical vote basically for a different property down the street. I don't know if that's clear now.
It is now.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I think depending on the maker of the whoever makes a motion, they can either move to take action on one or both variances that are before you now, and then the results of the motion, you know, will reflect that. But if a maker of a motion chooses to move on one of those variances that are before you, they can do that.
Right. I mean, one would not be any good without the other.
That's true, but yeah, it's up to the maker of the motion to make that determination.
Well, if there's no more board discussion, would someone like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we support board recommendation, staff recommendation on 830 East 38th Street, both variance requests, and approve them.
Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the variance request, the lot width and the lot size variance as recommended by staff. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Is it possible to continue this until we have a site plan that shows that there's parking?
If the motion on the table fails, I suspect you can make a motion to do that.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote on the motion that's before us?
No.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is approved. Next, we're going to hear the variance request for 22-000914 for 914 East 38th Street. This is a lot width and size variance request.
Yes, sir. So as I said, it is essentially the same thing, just kind of down the street, a block. Here is a street view of that property. And of course, it is the same, but you know, if you have any questions.
So the lot is being used for parking now?
It was when the street view car came by, I suppose.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for staff?
I mean, I guess it's the same thing, but is there a map or anything?
I mean, we have an overhead map here, just where it is, but.
And it's the next block?
Yeah, yes, sir. It's one block over.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
Was there anything for or against this from the public?
No, didn't get anything. Nothing. On this one.
Okay. Would the petitioner please come forward?
Thank you. For the record, Robert McCorkle again from McCorkle Johnson McCoy on behalf of the petitioner. I'll just show you the picture real quick in the map. The story is basically exactly the same as the last one. We've submitted for a subdivision plat, required to come and get the variance to reestablish the historic lots. This one actually is even more consistent with the existing lots that are around this property. This is the map, which I think is helpful to see. And the 30-foot lots or less, some of them are less than 30 feet, are highlighted here in yellow in the immediately surrounding area. This is a picture of the house. The house has been boarded up, so I'm not sure whose car that is, but it was not parking. There was not an official parking space or anything over there. That's just the yard or empty lot adjacent to this house. Again, very consistent across the street, down the street a ways, all 30-foot lots. Across and adjacent to us with houses built close to each other within. These are two that have been redone, look very nice, that are a couple of doors down from the one that we're in or the one that we own now. And so again, we would just request support of staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the petitioner? None. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to? Oh, excuse me. Before that, are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? And again, I'll remind you, if you're online, use the raise your hand feature. All right. No members of the public wish to speak. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I have a feeling that in 5 years, we're going to have so many complaints about parking that we may regret this decision.
Mr. Plunk? Mr. Condon? Mr. Hall, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
All right. Would someone like to make a motion?
I move to accept staff recommendation to approve it.
Mr. Plunk has made a motion to accept staff recommendations for approval for these variances. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. Is there any discussion on the motion? Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the variances are approved. And seeing that there is no other business, we call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.